Episode number 24. Are you afraid to be reckless? Let me think. You know, I remember back the early days when I struggled to figure out what I wanted to do about my life. Like, what did I want it to look like? There were so many options, right? I came from a musical family and everybody was artistic and definitely pursued life enthusiastically. But I would worry that my time was being wasted on pursuits of directions that might not pan out the way I expected. Like, was it wasting time? Did I need to work harder, faster? Did I need to know exactly what I needed to do in order to get from point A to point B? It took a long time to realize that I was worrying about the wrong things. I had been focused on what other people would think when I should have been pursuing everything that would teach me a valuable lesson. Like anything that inspired me. My mom was always good about that. She really wanted me to pursue anything creative that I just felt passionate about, whether it be music or art. She made sure I went to the best schools. She made sure that I had classes. And whenever I wanted to go for something and try something, she got all into it and really supported me that way. But I still should have been more reckless. I should have been more daring in my pursuits of goals. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I was a Miami Dolphins cheerleader with no real formal dance experience. I learned to sing. I traveled the world to study under all the best teachers. And I even worked in studios teaching what I learned to other artists as they began their careers. And now I'm a radio show host. So those things don't happen for people who don't make choices. And don't make choices based on fear. I didn't lead with fear when I tried for all those things, but still there were so many things I didn't try because I was used to winning. The value you get from your time invested is best when served from failure. It teaches you to not fear the unknown. If you always win, then you never learn and you start to fear those mistakes. Fearing the mistakes is like this pit. It will only hold you back, and playing it safe is never going to get you those big wins, believe me. You have to trust in the process. You have to believe in yourself and keep striving towards something larger than yesterday. You will win and you will lose many times. And while you try to get from point A to point B, it's a journey. You have to focus on that. You have to know that the experience that you're learning is making you smarter and more experienced, and you're going to need that for when it really gets hard. When people hire me to work for them, they're hiring my experience. They see the value in saving time, and they appreciate the confidence that I bring to their projects just by being able to define a solid strategy based on my wins and losses. There's no better mentor to have than one who isn't afraid of anything, and one that doesn't base any decision they're going to make on ego. My favorite lesson learned is to try anything that inspires you, and understand that the education you receive as a result of any outcome is the most valuable thing you can take from every experience. I hope you pursue your life without fear. I hope you do it passionately, and you do it recklessly. And you just try all those crazy ideas that pop into your head until you don't need to, until you find your road and your voice, and you know exactly what you want to do moving forward every single day. I want to know, has fear ever stopped you from trying something? Is fear stopping you now? Come over to my website at jacquelinejacks.com and leave me a comment. I want to hear your story, and I really want to know more. I'm also on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I love you guys. Thanks for being here.